This is 88.5 WXPN Philadelphia, 88.1 WXPH Harrisburg, 90.5 WKHS Wharton, Baltimore. Member-supported non-commercial radio from the University of Pennsylvania.
PRI, Public Radio International.
Hi there, David Dye here with a very interesting show on the World Cafe today. My guests this hour are Amy Ray and the Butchies. The Butchies is the three-piece band that backs Indigo Girl Amy Ray on her first ever solo album, Stag. They are also her backing band for the tour, and today you will hear some powerful music, which, as Amy says, was not always appropriate for the Indigo Girls. Issues of sexuality, gender roles, the music business are all part of the new album, part of these songs. It is a great performance from Amy Ray coming up. Our guests today playing together are Amy Ray and the Butchies, who recently completed a club tour with Amy Ray's first ever solo album. As an Indigo Girl, I guess the most obvious question to ask Amy was, why these songs on a solo album as opposed to doing them with the Indigo Girls?
Some of the subject matter feels very singular to me, and Emily's voice and my voice both have our own colors to them, and I think when you put us together, it changes the timbre of whatever we're singing about, you know. And I think that, like, some of this stuff was real personal, and I felt more strongly that I should do it alone. And there may be a couple songs that Emily wouldn't have felt comfortable with, but for the most part, she's, you know, Emily's really open and kind of like, will do anything. It was just my own, like, needing to do something alone, I think.
The ones that you did, you and the Butchies did together, are all very different. One of them, it's a really touching song, it's called Measure of Me, and you talk about gender differences and gender roles. That's really what this song's about.
Yeah, yeah, it is. I mean, it's about my struggle with, I think, my own homosexuality in a way, of also feeling an attraction to men and going through those times when I want to experience that, dating a guy, or I have a crush on a guy, or and I feel like I can't cross over into that maybe, or that people expect you to be. I think I'm most comfortable if gender is very fluid within us, you know, not just like who we sleep with, but how we think of ourselves. And I was trying to, and I think the Brandon Tina, you know, had influenced this a lot too as well, and that idea that it's who you, it's kind of what you are and who you love, and we're not there yet, you know, as a world, but I think we will be at some point.
Optimistic, great. Glad you feel. That's good.
Well, we started out as a matrilineal society, so I think we might
get there. We can get back there. That's good. Do you want to do that one to start off with?
Yeah.
It's called The Measure of Me.